Good morning. Good morning. You like snowy mornings like this? Do you? No? You think we're going to have school tomorrow? But hopefully not. That, you know we're going to be going to school until June, middle of June, if we keep this up, right? I want to tell you a story this morning about a very dark land and a very bright light. A part of the land was called Zebulun. Can you say Zebulun? Zebulun, good, okay. Zebulun was a wonderful place to live. They had lots of natural resources. It was along a road that led between two big bodies of water, the Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean Sea. So there was always lots of seafood to eat there. Wonderful place to live. Here's what Moses said about Zebulun. He said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, for you will feast on the abundance of the seas." And then the other part of the land is called Naphtali. Can you say that? Naphtali, good. Another great place to live, especially if you love fishing. Who likes to go fishing? If you like fishing, you would have loved to live in Naphtali, because that area is right along the Sea of Galilee, and it was like a paradise on earth, one author wrote. Here's what Moses said about Naphtali. He said, "Naphtali is abounding with the favor of the Lord. It is full of His blessings." So you would think that those would be good places to live, right? Zebulun and Naphtali, right? Things were bright and happy in Naphtali, but were they? They weren't so bright and happy. And you know why? Because the people who lived in those lands were doing bad things. They said that they were going to worship the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But did you think they did? Not for very long. They didn't worship Him. They worshiped the false gods of their neighbors. And then they... In the worship of those false gods, they did all kinds of terrible things. So it was a very dark land spiritually. And God sent His prophets, like Elijah. And the prophets said, "People, you can't do this anymore. You've got to come back to the Lord. He loves you." But would the people listen? Nope. And the land got darker and darker. And then God said, "If you don't come back to the Lord, if you don't repent of the terrible things you're doing, you are going to lose this land." Do you think the people listened then? Even then they didn't listen, and the land got darker and darker still. And then finally God kept His promise. And this great army came in from the north and swept across the land and killed a lot of the people in Zebulun and Naphtali. And the people who were still alive, they took them away into captivity. And the people never ever came back to the land. It was a very dark and sad land, because the people there didn't love the Lord. And they didn't obey the Lord. And they paid a terrible price. But hundreds of years later, one day, a bright light shines in that very dark land. Do you know what that light is? What is that light? Who is the light? Jesus Christ, exactly. The same place where they had refused to obey the Lord, that same land that was so dark, the Son of God shows up there, the light of the world. Did you hear what Isaiah said? And here's what Matthew's going to say. Jesus lived in Capernaum, and He was in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said. On those people who were living in that dark land, a bright light has shined. Who is the light again? Who is it, everybody?
Jesus
is the light. Yeah. He chases away the darkness of the bad things that we do. He chases away the darkness of our sadness and our worries and our guilt and of God's anger. He did it at the cross when He died for us, didn't He, on a dark Friday. So, Jesus brings light to our darkness. That's what we're talking about today, just as He showed up in a very dark land. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus Christ, Thank you for bringing the light of your love and your salvation and your forgiveness to our dark world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head on back. We're going to keep talking about Zebulun and Naphtali today.